This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On-farm grain storage has been increasing in recent years. Marketing expert Adam Dreyer of Blue Reef Agri-Marketing lays out some of the reasons why we've seen an increase in this trend.
Well, it doesn't only give you flexibility of where you want to deliver your grain, but it can also make sense to you in terms of sense to your bottom line. And what I mean by that, one advantage is more favorable basis levels. Typically in the fall of the year, on year's rule, we will raise an average to above average size crop. You see weaker basis levels in the fall. By utilizing your on-farm storage, it can allow you to bypass those weaker basis levels and deliver for future months like January, February, March, typically at a better basis level. Another benefit is market carry. It's not uncommon to be able to pick up 40 to 50 cents per bushel out of the market just utilizing your on-farm storage similar to a commercial elevator.
For more information on on-farm storage systems, you can visit grainsystems.com. And now for your weekly crop and weather report. Warm temperatures allowed soybean planting to reach 64% complete, 28 percent points above the previous week. Other activities included spraying chemicals and cutting hay. There were scattered storms throughout the state, including some hail in the northwest, but overall conditions were warm and humid. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.19 inches, 0.74 inches below normal. Temperatures averaged 67.1 degrees, 1.7 degrees above normal. There were 5 days suitable for field work. Corn planting increased to 95% complete, ahead of the 5-year average of 88%. Oat and sorghum planting progressed to 90 and 35% complete, respectively. Winter wheat headed reached 81%, behind the 5-year average of 85%. Topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 12% short, 76% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 4% very short, 20% short, 72% adequate, and 4% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 6% poor, 27% fair, 47% good, and 18% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 34% fair, and 42% good, and 19% excellent. John Nolan, County Executive Director for the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency Office, wishes to remind farmers that the final crop reporting deadline for spring planted crops and CRP acres is Tuesday, July 15th. To be ready to report your crop acreage to FSA, you will need to provide planting dates and crop shares for the crops you report and have your crops planted. In addition, CCC 576, Notice of Loss, must be filed for failed acreage before disposition of the crop. No late filed period exists for failed acres after disposition of the crop. Also, prevented planted acres must be reported to FSA on a CCC 576 no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date. Producers who file accurate and timely reports for all crops and land uses, including failed and prevented acreage, can prevent the potential loss of FSA program benefits. Acreage reports are required for many Farm Service Agency programs, including CRP, marketing loans, and commodity programs. Acreage certification is on a first-come, first-serve basis. No appointment is necessary to report crop acres. However, please don't delay to timely report crop acres to FSA to avoid long lines and delays at the end of the crop reporting period. For any questions on crop reporting and prevented and failed crop acreage, you can contact the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency at 217-854-2626. Planting is wrapping up as many farmers in the area finish putting in soybean acres. I spoke with Jerry Rotman of the M&M Service Company for a look at how the crops are progressing in the area.
Well, all of our corn is planted. Most of it's in the V2 to V4 stage. A week or two, it looked better than it does today. For the most part, we have excellent stands. We've had very little replanting. We expected more. The April 20th, 23rd planting had a very tough time. We had saturated soils. We had some compaction issues. We had a lot of fluctuations in temperatures over the last month. We went from the 30s to the 90s. So that was tough on that corn. It took a long time for some of it to come up. The plant has been feeding off the kernel, but now it's transitioning to feeding off its nodal root system, and that's why it don't look as pretty today as it did a week or two ago. The stressors like compaction, saturated soils, make that transition more difficult. So the corn don't look as good today, but it'll get over that. The root system will develop in starter fertilizer, some kind of broadcast nitrogen, whether that be DAP or urea, 28% with herbicides or AMS, all of those products would help at this point because it gives a more available source of nitrogen for the corn and gets it to that nodal root system development stage better. So I think the corn will be better in a week or two. The soybeans are 90% planted. Our earliest beans are in the VC stage. The unifoliate leaves have expanded. In general, we have very good stands on those early beans. Both Sunday and Monday of this week, our rainfall in Madison County varied from 0 to 2-inch downpours, and there's going to be emergence issues where we had 2 inches this week, and it'll be a week or two before we find out what we have. Finished spraying our wheat fungicides on May the 22nd, which is the same as 2013, so we have normal wheat development. We expected wheat to be a lot poorer looking and a lot later because we had a dry fall and a cold winter, but it looks pretty good right now. There's some armyworms in most every field. They aren't a disaster yet, but there are some present. We've had very few cutworm issues. Not to say that there aren't some out there, but a lot of guys use the pyrethroid insecticide with their herbicide to mitigate that problem. We have some stresses from herbicide application, but that's complicated by compaction or saturated soil. So that's another stressor or an issue that's present in some fields, and we don't have the answer for everything, but that's pretty well what's going on so far.
And as we look forward into the growing season, what would you say are some of the main things that farmers are really going to want to keep an eye on?
Farmers can plant faster than we can spray fields. They can plant when the winds are 20 or 30 miles an hour. We can't do that. So we've got fields that have been planted in the fall, applied herbicide fields, and there weren't herbicides put on this spring because they were in a hurry to get them planted. We also have fields that were not able to be sprayed with a pre-emergent herbicide. It's important to have a pre-emergent herbicide down because we've got resistance issues with water hemp. I was in fields yesterday that's got mare's tail. Mare's tail's been very difficult to control, so young weeds, we can sit here and say they don't look very bad. But we're going to have some issues with some bean fields on weeds, more so than corn. So that's my greatest concern, is controlling weeds on some of these fields. So we're going to have to be vigilant and work hard at that. And always we have to be aware of armyworms, cutworms, and those kind of issues. But weeds is my greatest concern right now.
And weeds is a very good point, and you said it, when they're little like this, they don't look all that scary, but then you have to think about how fast they can grow.
That's right. Grow in a hurry.
Again, that was Jerry Rotman with the M&M Service Company. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.